The Live Simply campaign is a sustainability campaign launched by Progressio in the UK. And what the name means, it's derived from an encyclical by Pope Paul VI on the development of peoples. Now, this campaign we're trying to launch is to encourage people to live sustainable lives and to reflect on how their consumption affects the world around them. And Live Simply, I suppose what it does is it uses theology and it uses religion to encourage people to live sustainably. And it tells people to bridge the gap between the values of the pulpit and the way they live their lives. Because maybe for religion, for many people, it's just a simple question of going to church on Sunday and then living your normal life, consuming what you consume.
And so how does it tie in with Christian values then, Living Simply?
Popular and Progressio, this encyclical by Pope Paul VI, spoke about, you know, the need to consider the poor. And another encyclical by Pope John Paul II, Solitudo Rei Socialis, spoke about the need for solidarity with the poor. And solidarity is not just this feeling of vague compassion.
Mm.
It's, you know, a willingness to genuinely love the poor. And especially for Ireland now, I mean, if we consume the way we're consuming, in Ireland alone, we need three planet Earths to support
Support our consumption.
Our consumption.
Yeah. And it's not going to be a very popular message, though, is it? Because people like their new things. They like their consumption.
Well, I suppose, of course, it's not going to be a popular message. But, well, it's popular. It's unpopular, but yet it's popular, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's very popular in the UK amongst the people who support the Live Simply campaign. Obviously, it's a very radical message, and it goes against the whole idea of mass consumerism that we witness here in Ireland at the moment. One of the founders of Live Simply, Horace Dammers, in the UK, he founded this lifestyle movement called Live Simply prior to the Catholic one. But basically, what he was saying is one of his statistics was that 95% of American girls, this was in the 80s, found that shopping was one of their favorite pastimes and hobbies. And I suppose shopping itself is a very valuable pursuit, but it's only valuable because it allows us to achieve something. Shopping for its own sake is not valuable, I suppose. That's one thing we would say.
But I mean, if it's 95% of girls' favourite pastime, how do you give an alternative? What's the alternative to that? Are we back to the good old, bad old days?
It's not consumption is the problem. The problem is consuming without due regard to the goods you have. And thinking about things, I mean, consuming for their own sake results usually, as Pope John Paul said, in radical dissatisfaction in the long term. It's not going to make you happy, ultimately. And, I mean, this type of consumption, I mean, if we link it into poverty in the developing world, depletion of resources, etc., it's affecting the poor, and it has a very negative effect in people in the developing world.
Mm. And, I mean, you're a young person now, and you're a graduate, and would normally be considered to be someone who'd be aspiring towards a big job with good money. I mean, how do your friends or your peers view your outlook?
Perhaps they think I'm strange, perhaps, I'm not sure. But I think ultimately I'm a realist, because if we genuinely believe that we can stay going the way we're going, living the lives we're living at the moment, forever, going forward, I mean, we're deluding ourselves completely. So I don't think I'm a complete idealist. I would say I'm actually a realist.
Mm. And what have you done in your own life that other people could take example from?
Well, I suppose this is the real question, isn't it? St. Ambrose of Milan, he's, I suppose he was a kind of an early Christian mystic. He spoke about all the goods of the world belong to all the people of the world. That's a radical message indeed. But what have I done? I suppose, I mean, apart from giving some of my old clothes to Oxfam, which maybe aren't worth very, very much anyway, and, you know, maybe St. Ambrose would say, what was I doing with all these extra clothes in the first place? And, you know, maybe I shouldn't have had all these extra clothes. Maybe this is the problem. Well, what am I doing? Yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm probably not doing enough. I should do more. And I think we all can do more.
Mm. Mm. Well, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Because there is that, how do you bring it back to the grassroots level? You know, you have maybe people travelling to a conference on sustainability, and straight away there's a contradiction there.
Okay, well, I suppose the Live Simply campaign itself, how it works is, in practice, there's a website, and people log onto the website and they make it's a very small step, I suppose, but great journeys begin with small steps. You can make a promise to maybe live more sustainably or make a promise to do something. And that's obviously a very small thing, but I suppose in the long term, radically you want to be promising to do more things. I mean, we're going to be faced with a situation soon where the planet is going to be severely polluted, and we're going to have the problems of environmental catastrophes looming on our doorstep before we realise it.
Mm. And is it enough? Is it enough just to have a couple of people living simply? I mean, a paper was published recently by the UN saying that we're pretty much past the point of no return now at this stage. We have done irreparable damage.
That's a good point. In terms of the planet, you could be right. Maybe the planet is doomed. I'm not sure. But I suppose this goes back into the Catholic version of the social teaching and how it should impact people. The idea is that even if the planet, I suppose, is irreparably damaged, we also are damaged ourselves by excess consumption and this attachment to goods and goods. I think it was Eric Fromm spoke about this idea, the difference between having and being and excess having. The excess is not just a good thing, you know? Consumption for its own sake is not necessarily a value that we should be aspiring to. And it seems that we are in this country to a large extent.
For Advent in particular, is it a strong message or a clearly important message?
Well, I suppose historically, Advent was a time when people reflected and thought about the coming Christmas season, and they fasted in an old way. Of course, now Christians perhaps don't fast, well, at least in the West, we don't seem to fast and do these things as like we did in the old days. But I suppose just the idea of reflecting and what it is to be a Christian and trying to understand that message before Christmas is very important. And I suppose living simply is a very important part of that.